Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Some big Royals news took place over the weekend. Jack Caglione has been called up from Northwest Arkansas. His time down in Double-A, he hit .322, .394 on base percentage. He had 9 home runs, 43 RBIs. He had 152 at-bats, and he is now moving on up. He will be the newest member of the Omaha Storm Chasers. Let's head down to Double-A and learn more about how the experience went down there with Sean Mernon. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. He is the play-by-play voice for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Sean, happy to have you join us again, my man.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's start with this. How is the weather down there?
Right now, but I'm diving right into the teeth of the storm. My wife called me. I was on the golf course, and she said, get your behind home by 3 o'clock because it's about to get nasty. So,
all right. Well,
here we go.
Yeah, hopefully everything is all right down there. You said you were on the golf course. How did it go? Shoot, all right.
I put a couple birdies up, but nothing. It wasn't that great. The course we played is real tough, so I'll use that as my excuse this time.
Okay, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. We're happy to be joined by Sean Mernon. He is the play-by-play voice of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Let's just start with this, and then we'll narrow it down some. How would you say Jack did in Double-A?
I mean, you gave the numbers there. He's still leading the league in RBI, even though he's gone. And he finished second in homers and, you know, put up an over .320 average. I mean, he did everything that was asked of him. He played some outfield. He played a very solid first base. And on top of that, he was a big bat in that early part of the order that helped the team out to, you know, being in contention here now that we're halfway through the first half of the season. So a little bit crazy for that. But, I mean, overall, I think that he kind of checked every box here.
You mentioned that he moved around the field defensively. Did you notice a position where he felt more comfortable?
I mean, I think first base, just because he had played first, you know, all through college and even when he got into pro ball last year. But at the same time, I know he liked he likes the challenge of learning how to play the outfield. He hadn't played the outfield since high school. So, you know, being able to go to right, being able to go to left and get different looks and see the game from a different angle. I think he was enjoying that while he was here. So I'm sure he's going to keep enjoying that challenge as he climbs.
How many games did he play in the outfield while he was there?
I want to say it was 5 or 6. He did play left field, I believe it was Friday, and then he was back at first base on Sunday in that last game. So, towards the end, he played outfield 2 to 3 times a week. So, starting to get his feet wet, for sure.
Yeah, and it seems like something, you obviously got a chance to see it firsthand. It seems like something that if the Royals are serious about him potentially coming up, let's say in the next 90 days, you obviously want to get him more reps and more experience playing in the outfield, because looking at the big league club, I mean, that's where he could best be used right now.
For sure. I mean, and in reality, we, you know, if you look, when I was a kid, I followed the Royals a little bit. I wasn't a huge, you know, Royals fan. I grew up in Pennsylvania. It's not really the team you root for. But it's always seemed like the Royals put pretty good premium on, you know, can you be versatile? Can you play other positions? Can we move you around and things like that? And, you know, I think that when you have that versatility, I think that's a check mark for any team, really, especially with the bat that he has, knowing he can pick a spot on the field or the outfield. And he's super athletic, too. Even when he started playing the outfield, you know, the lines that he was taking weren't necessarily the 100% lines, but he's so athletic, he was able to still get to the ball. So it's like, you know he's got a good arm. I think that it's a win-win if he can play those positions.
Right now, we're talking to Sean Murden for a few more minutes. He is the play-by-play voice for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Jack Caglione is now being called up to AAA, so just kind of recapping his time while he was down in Springdale. Let's continue talking about his development from just what you've seen. When you see guys, do you kind of just know, like you've seen various stages of minor league players. Last time you were on, you talked about watching Juan Soto play. Can you kind of tell, oh, hey, this guy is a major league player, or this guy, he is on the right path to being a major league player?
I mean, yeah, to a degree. I think for me, it's not so much seeing, it's hearing. There's certain guys that when they're taking BP or when they're hitting, that the ball just makes a different noise coming off the bat. So, I mean, a good example is, you know, when Gavin Cross barrels a ball up or when Carter Jensen does it, it just makes a different sound. And so Jack is in that club of, you know, he hits the ball and it's not so much a crack as an explosion when it comes off the bat. And part of that is how hard he swings and the swing speed he has, but a part of that is just being able to find, you know, being able to find that sweet spot on the bat. So, you know, I think that, yeah, there is a certain level of seeing a guy. And also, you know, how he carries himself and how he goes about his business. He's, you know, he is every bit the, you know, I said Adonis on the broadcast one day. My 20-year-old assistant looked at me like I had three heads. He didn't know what I was saying. But, you know, he has that physique and he loves working out. And I think that's going to go a long way for him and a lot of the other guys we still have on the roster, because they like to stay in shape, which is only going to help in these long seasons.
I haven't got a chance to see him play in person yet, but just looking at the highlights, talking to people like yourself and doing the reading, he just seems like a prospect that has it. I think you're always trying to figure out what it is, but those qualities, those characteristics, what you would need to come up to the major leagues and have success here, it sounds like he showed you a lot of those tools while he was
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is, you know, he's a competitor. He likes to win. And when he doesn't, you know, when he doesn't necessarily convert when he goes up to the plate, you can tell it bothers him. And I think that it bothers him in a good way of, I know what I should have done there. I just didn't do it. And, you know, he works on it, and he works hard. And to me, those are a lot of the signs, too, because, you know, the Major League Baseball players that I've gotten to see at the lower levels and things like that, they want to win every time they go up. They know that they're only, you know, if they're good, they're going to win 30% of the time. It doesn't matter. They want to win 100% of the time. And I think that Jack's got a bit of that in him, too.
You mentioned the offensive numbers, 322, 394 on base percentage, 9 home runs, 43 RBIs. I'm assuming he always looked comfortable at the plate, but let's talk about the bat. We talked about the defense, where he could potentially play. What did you see for him at the plate?
I mean, everything you guys saw. He's got a ton of power. Even the last week or so, he hit a lot of ground balls, but they were hard-hit ground balls to good spots. So it's like, okay, he's not hitting the ball out of the park, but he's still producing in those situations with runners on. So I think that his bat-to-ball skills, we always talk about the power, and I think he's got, you know, he's got good quickness and good hands, and, you know, he's a very coordinated guy. And sometimes when you see those bigger guys, when they're 6'5", I mean, I'm a bigger guy. I'm not super coordinated. It's fun to watch because there's a lot more room for error when you're a bigger person. And he seems to be on point with all that coordination, which sometimes can be hard to harmonize, right?
Absolutely. He had 37 strikeouts in 38 games while he was there. Is that something that you make note of, or is that just baseball now at this point that guys are just going to strike out?
I think that would be a better question for, you know, someone like a Mitch Meyer or JJ. But for me, I just think it's, you know, there's strikeouts are a part of the game, and they're becoming more a part of the game. And if you're somebody that's a power hitter, you're going to strike out more. But at the same time, if he's beating it at a 320 average with all those homers and the OPS and everything, you can live with the strikeouts. I think that especially if he's doing the things that he's doing when the runners are in scoring position, when the runners are on. So, like I said, I think that the question of are we good with that? I think it's a better question for a Mitch Meyer or a JJ Scott Thorman, like those guys. But in my mind, you know, looking at the performance, I think it's a pretty great performance for a double-A guy that, oh, by the way, isn't even at 100 games played in the minors yet.
Sean, I'll get you out of here with this last thing. For somebody who popped in the middle of this, how would you kind of categorize his time there? And I think you can feel it down in Northwest Arkansas. The hype is starting to grow and grow and grow. I think he'll be in Kansas City at some point in August, or maybe a little bit sooner than that. You got a chance to see him. What did you see from Jack? How excited should Royals fans be about him?
Yeah, I think it's always tricky for me because I'm also on the side of they're in the minors until they're not. And Triple A on top of that is a whole different beast. You're facing, you know, guys that are kind of on the shuttle back and forth between the big leagues, or they're big league guys that are on the backside of their career. And then you have those ultra talented young guys that are coming up and they're hungry. So I'll be interested to see how he's going to do in Omaha. And, you know, just, I wish him, you know, it's the same with every single guy when they leave and they're promoted and it's, you know, it's the big transfer. It's like, I hope I never see you here again because I don't want to see you if you're hurt and rehabbing, and I don't want to see you here because you're here playing with us again. So I guess that's a kind of a way to skirt the question of should they be excited? I think Royals fans should be excited about every player in the system because there's a lot of good going on, you know, in this minor league system. Jack's the top prospect in it, but, you know, you still got your Blake Mitchells. We're getting, you know, Frank Mazzucato was announced coming here. You know, the other day we've got Ben Cooter and Carter Jensen and Gavin Cross. I think it's an exciting time to be a Royals fan because the Royals are so good and they've got more help coming through the system.
Sean, I feel kind of bad because I don't know the next time that you and I are going to talk. And if you come on the show again, and I've enjoyed you coming on these two times, something went really, really good for the Royals or something went really, really bad for the Royals if you come on the show in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. But whatever you guys want, that's fine with me. I just appreciate you reaching out and having me on and getting to talk a little bit with you guys and see a different perspective of it. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. That is Sean Mernon joining us on the show. He is with Northwest Arkansas, the Naturals. He is their play-by-play voice. Sean, be careful down there, man. We appreciate your time.
Yo, thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.